This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Kyle and Cole are in the studios for Ride and Run. Hope you all had a great weekend. Cole, how was your show last week?
It was fun. It was exciting. It was, Chicago traffic was exciting to deal with first thing in the morning.
I know. There's people around here complain about road construction. They don't have any idea that commute is just every day.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. Where was the show held?
Schaumburg.
Okay. Yep. And you had some fun, right? Talked to a lot of folks?
Yeah. A lot of these folks I've just done emails and phone calls. So it was nice to put a face with a name and do a fist bump. So it was good. Again, met a lot of people. I learned a lot of stuff. There was a few trainings there that were pretty exciting for me. Again, being somewhat new to this business, it's nice to learn some of the tricks of the trade.
All right. What was the Harley like?
Harley bicycle. That was pretty exciting. I've heard of them. I didn't know what to think. And then you hop on one and it's pretty wild. It's pretty smooth.
Did you know they make it like a little kid's electric one?
Yes,
that they've had out for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, just to get them used to riding on two wheels and stuff, and then hopefully transition them to a motorcycle down the road.
Yeah. Well, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, right?
They've gotten into, this is where you know change is coming, regardless of what people think. When names like Harley-Davidson get into the electric world, I mean, you know it's here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We watched that series with Ewan McGregor, where they Harley-Davidson did prototype electric motorcycles for them, and they literally started down in Patagonia, making their all the way up to Los Angeles on electric bikes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I went to a Formula One race a few years ago. All right, this all ties back. I went in and we went underneath the tunnel, a buddy and I and myself, and I see a guy that I used to coach cycling. He's a bike racer and I hadn't seen him for, 5-10 years. I'm like, Jeff, what are you doing? And he's like, I work for Harley Davidson. And my buddy's standing next to the bike and it's covered up. And he's like, is that the new V-Rod? He's like, yeah, it's not out yet. We drove it down for Jean Todt, the director of Ferrari. We're going to deliver it to him. He's taking it back to Italy.
That's crazy,
wow.
Right?
Anyway, well,
it is the future. Well, the e-bikes are interesting, though, right? I mean, do you have to have any sort of, can anyone just tool down a street on one?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, there aren't any laws or anything on?
So the ones that we sell are pedal assist.
Okay. It's not constant.
It's not a throttle.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the important key.
And what you put into it, you get back.
Yeah.
So if you're soft pedaling, it just gives you a little bit. And if you're pressing hard, then it ramps up.
Okay. What's the benefit? What's the purpose?
You can ride farther. Hills are pretty much non-existent. Wind. My popular customers would be, say you've got a couple. One of them has been cycling for a long time. One of them wants to get into it, but there's a fitness difference.
Okay.
That e-bike eliminates that fitness difference, and you can ride anywhere.
So it's like an escalator in a way. I mean, or one of the people moving belts at an airport, right? Everybody goes the same speed. What's the price difference on that versus regular bikes?
So the ones that we have on our showroom floor are $2,800.
Okay.
So that's a little bit higher than the average.
Sure.
But again, I've put people on bikes that haven't ridden in 30 years, and they buy bikes and bike racks, and now they're traveling around the Midwest
sure.
with these bikes and riding them everywhere.
All right. If you had to give me a percentage of those folks, to regular bikes, is it still a pretty small group?
It's a pretty small group.
Yeah.
But again, that's a group of people that probably would have never walked into my bike shop and looked for a bike.
Well, absolutely.
It's
doing
still
something.
One of the fastest growing categories in cycling.
Though. Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's blowing up.
So do you think that will become more the norm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a little assist, just a little extra?
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, again, downtown Chicago, if you're commuting, you've got a little extra assist.
You aren't sweating.
Commute is not as hard.
Right.
And you're just cruising to work.
I think about if you're, before COVID, we used to do our every other year Hawaii trip. And, for whatever reason in Hawaii, bike riding was so much further ahead there than anywhere here in the rest of the continental U.S., I mean, the bike paths, the bikes, you just see them everywhere. But, man, on those lava fields, with a hill that's like this, and you see those guys out there and it's 100 degrees, electric bike would be pretty good about that.
Pretty nice.
All right. Yeah. Talk to me about what's coming up. We've got service. It's busy, sort of after the busy season, wind down a little bit for you. What does this look like as you transition sort of, we've still got a lot of fall left, but as we get into the winter months, I'm imagining things change around the shop a little bit.
Yeah, the sense of urgency, slows down a little, so it'd be a good time to get some bigger projects in the store so we can start working on them, get the parts coming in for it. Service bikes, I'm sorry, trainer bikes, if you will.
Yep.
You know, they take a little bit more abuse than people realize. They're in a static position. You're dripping sweat all over them. Be good to get those in, get them checked up, make sure they're going to make it through the season. And again, we'll be getting our shipment of trainers in next week. So if you don't have a trainer yet, come on in. I will comment that I had a customer come in the other day and bought a trainer because he heard me on the radio.
Well, so, there you go. See, it actually works.
Yeah.
There you have it. No, the trainers are great. I think it's a, to me, it's a natural feel of like feeling like you're really riding a bike. I mean, you don't really get that even in the nicer sort of the things they sell. You know, I think the one at the Y, I can't even remember what it's called, the Easy Rider or whatever, that moves a little bit. You don't, I mean, I think on the Peloton stuff, you don't get the same feel.
Correct.
So this is a way to use the bike you're comfortable with and use it all winter inside.
Yeah. Well, look at a morning like this. If you had a ride planned,
yeah,
hop inside.
Exactly. That or the rain gear. Yep. All right. Some events that are coming up.
Yep. So we've got our last cyclocross practice this Wednesday at 6, leaving the shop. The next week will be our first race, a 10 race series.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Tour de Charleston in Charleston, Illinois. That is a ride/race. That's a pretty exciting little ride to get over and check that out. And then this Sunday, we've got the Prairie Pedal.
All right. And that is out at Rock Springs, right?
Correct.
And it starts there at Rock Springs?
Yes.
Okay. And there's three different, I believe, three different mileage.
Yes. It's going to be well stocked, three different mileages.
Like 20, 40, and 60
yes.
miles. Yeah. And it's pretty cool for people that even that live in town to go ride out there and try some different roads that they haven't ridden on before. And they put them down some decent routes that are normally taken. So
all right, so 20, 40, 60. I think there's an earlier start time for, I think everybody's got to be done by 1 o'clock or something like that. You know, bike rides are just, you know, from a news it's hard to sort of cover because everybody goes out at different times, they come back at different times. There's a lunch, I guess, where you can probably find the biggest group of people all at one time.
Yeah, and that's why they stagger the departure time.
Absolutely.
So everybody finishes close.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then you've got October 2nd and 3rd, a couple of things coming up in Beardstown.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. The state cyclocross championship is actually in Beardstown, Illinois this year.
Which it's usually always in Chicago.
Usually always.
How many people ballpark participate in this?
That's an asterisk. We're not sure yet. You know, that's one of the series we participate in. We'll have a race of our own here at our cyclocross course in November, but
typically states like 300 or 400 people.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Easy.
They have different categories and stuff.
How does someone land one of these races? I mean, how does it end up in Beardstown?
Well, he's been a big proponent of cyclocross for years. The gentleman that runs that, and he puts together a heck of a race. I mean, the effort that he puts in, we've got a lot of structures that are built specifically for that race, and it's a neat route.
Okay, we'll check it out. All right, we'll take a break. When we get back, Kyle will fill us in with what's going on in the shop. It's a rainy day, right? You know, but we're going to get through the rain, and it is a banner week ahead. If you look at the next 4, 5, 6 days, you want to get out. It's going to be perfect conditions. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
If your life's passion is to help other people, working at the Gateway Foundation may be your next step. If you're certified as an alcohol and drug counselor, Gateway has openings for you today. If you aren't yet certified, Gateway has on-the-job programs available to help you earn your way to getting that certificate. Gateway has been helping patients with substance use and mental health challenges for over 50 years, which means you'll be working alongside a team of experienced nurses, physicians, and other counselors who have a passion to help others. More now than ever, substance use is on the rise, not just in our community, but in our world. If you would like to join us, apply online at gatewayfoundation.org. Click the Careers tab to find other open positions as well. Apply online to join the team at Gateway Foundation in their mission to save lives. Gateway Foundation, addiction medicine saving lives.
Do you want a chance to positively impact the Decatur community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Decatur Memorial Hospital is the place. Right now, Decatur Memorial Hospital, an affiliate of Memorial Health System, is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today and visit jobs.choosememorial.org to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Tuesday, the 21st of September, Ride and Run. Kyle and Cole in the studios. All right, what did you do this weekend? Anything fun?
Kids soccer.
Kids soccer?
Yeah.
Down
in St. Louis area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soccer's huge in St. Louis. It's always been a soccer town, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't. We were in like O'Fallon area, and they had like brand new fields with AstroTurf and everything on it. It was really, really nice. But my wife kicked me out in Litchfield, and I rode my bike back home.
Yeah, I read that in your email last night. And not that we're going to get into the 24/7 story about traveling couples, who are into like off-road adventures. God, that's been told for 8,000 hours over the last 10 days. What do you mean? So you just got the bike off the back of the car and
yep.
Okay. Is that about a usual thing in your life?
Was it planned?
Yeah. No, it was planned. She didn't just get upset with me and tell me to get the hell out. No, it was planned. Yeah, I take the bike with me. Some events I ride to them, and then some I ride home. So I figure while she's in the car for another hour or so, if I can ride for a little while and tack it on the end, then it works out pretty good. Got to figure out workout
routine.
It's
really not a bad idea, for couples traveling. You know, that maybe a little downtime is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Let's just take an hour break here.
And I almost had a tailwind, but then I had a little crosswind going east, so it was not super easy.
How long does it take you to get back from Litchfield on a bike?
A little over 4 hours.
Okay, see, I'd take the hour in the car. You want to get home, you want to get home,
got
right?
Different goals and stuff. I got an event coming up in a couple weeks.
What do you have coming up?
The Ilkansa Gravel Race in mid-October.
Okay. You ready for it?
No.
Okay.
So I was riding back from Litchfield.
Gotcha. All right. Well, whatever it takes. You got a huge shipment of Hoka in the other day.
Yeah. Supply chain issues, yada, yada. We got a nice...
By the way, at this point, everybody understands that sentence.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Most people are understanding whenever they're in the stores, but... you never know. So I had stuff that was supposed to ship the 25th of last month that just showed up. So we're sitting pretty good on a lot of our bread and butter core items, including the new Bondi SR, which is like a leather upper slip resistant sole, all black. And a lot of people have been buying those for like food service industry or work and stuff like that.
Sure.
Those are gone over really, really well. It's a pretty new shoe for us. We also got a bunch of Brooks shoe colors in. The beer one's been going over pretty well. We got a camo one. We got a nightlife one that's like reflective and stuff. So those have been rolling through. The new North Face trail shoe.
Talk to me about that a little bit because
you need to come look at it.
I know.
Your size though, we got two lefts in the box.
Huh?
We got two left shoes. Oh, we gotta get a new pair.
Okay, that's not selling me on this. I'm curious about this because. I find it hard to believe that you're going to be able to top the Hoka as far as the trail stuff is considered.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're
it's a nice alternative,
absolute best. And you can order those for people, right? I mean, or is that something you don't like to do?
The hiking shoe?
Yeah. I mean, you don't carry them in stock. I mean, I don't know how many people are in the market for that. But
we have the trail shoe from Hoka in stock, like the trail running shoe, Speed Goat, and then the Challenger for the women's.
Yeah. So but you can get the boots, which are really, really good.
In theory, the at-once availability on some stuff's a little spotty. I was looking at a pair the other day, and they had one color but not the other. So, yeah, we could probably make something work.
But it's worth – if people are out there taking a fall trip or you're heading somewhere, I mean, it's just hard to beat.
And they fit like the trail running shoes, so you can try those on and order the boot.
To get
like
the size.
And the break-in period's like super fast from everything
There's
I've heard.
There's no break-in.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally you were kind enough to get a pair for me this time last year. In fact, it was just popping up in my timeline that we were in Utah. We did like 5 national parks in 2 weeks, and I'm wearing them today.
Yeah,
they're unbelievably right out of the box.
Yeah, So yeah, we can get some of those too. Yeah. And they got some different models. But anyway, yeah.
But I mean,
the North Face has been making shoes for a long time.
Yeah, they have, but they seem to have sort of turned a corner on, I don't know if it's just the design that looks better to me or the style, but it looks a lot nicer than they used to.
The North Face one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. This new Vectiv line that they came out with has won all kinds of awards and stuff. They have a carbon plated version of their trail shoe. Yeah, they're pretty nice. So they look great. They fit really nice. Staff is all trying them on just to see how they fit. And
sure.
They're asking how to order some for themselves. So that's always a good sign.
Absolutely.
So,
I'm telling you right now, you know, whether you're ever going to get on a bike, whether you're ever going to run or whether you're going to cycle across or any of this stuff, if you just love to go out on the trails or you like to travel, invest in a good pair. I mean, I'm just telling you, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, we regularly hear this is the most money I've ever spent on shoes, and then they come back later and buy another pair. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're walking 10, 15 miles, I mean, the difference in the way you feel at the end of that versus, I don't know why people won't. I mean,
you got me sold.
To me, the very basic foundation if you're going to do any of this stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, and our fit
and
process.
And the right size.
Yeah, the fit process with the 3D scanner. We can dial in your size, your width. We sell a lot of wides now, carrying a lot more wides
because
people come up wide on the scanner. So, yeah, it really opens up our eyes on fit there. The pressure plate that we have, it'll help where your alignment, what shoe we recommend off of that too. So. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. We also got the Mizuno. We brought them back, so we got the new ride in. It looks great. ASICS GT 2000 just updated. It has the same comfort level as the higher end Kayano from last season, so it was a great update on it on that shoe. And then we're sitting pretty good on inventory right now, but it's gonna become an issue after the first of the year probably. We do have people that are looking at Christmas presents already. That probably goes for both stores.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
If you're smart, you need to go do it now because this supply thing is impacting, I mean, literally every industry.
Yes, and I'm saying this, and I probably won't do it, but yeah, you should probably start looking at Christmas stuff now.
Absolutely. I think the smart folks are going to get out there and support our local businesses early. Shoreline this past weekend, I didn't hear much, but it looked a little warm out there, but I think it was okay, right?
Yeah, saw some Strava stuff show up. It looked like some people had some decent runs despite the weather and everything, so it's nice to have an event like that back in person because last year's was canceled. So, yeah, hopefully they build on it and it goes better for next year. Operation Obstacle is this Saturday. That's the obstacle course race out at Richland. 2 mile, raise awareness for veteran suicide. That's sounds like it should be a pretty cool event. And then they got first participants get bandanas, and then they get a finishing coin, a goodie bag, and cooling towel, and a water bottle, and all kinds of cool swag. So that looks like a great event. If 5K is your a standard 5K is your thing. There's also a run up at Weldon Springs, which is just south of Clinton. It takes place on the scenic area up there around Weldon Springs, and it's in conjunction with the Apple and Pork Festival up there.
You ever been to the Apple and Pork Festival?
Man, years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom's from Clinton, so we used to go there.
It's a fun event.
Yeah. I need to do more of that type of stuff, but I'm going out of town this weekend, so I'm going to go ride bikes and drink bourbon in Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Want to put some context to that? Or I mean, is that an organized thing? Or you just a weekend with Kyle? I mean, you know.
So 2019, sorry, 2019, some buddies of mine own bike shops invited me down to this bourbon burn thing down in Kentucky. I'm like, that sounds great. And then it was canceled and blah, blah, blah. So it ended up that a buddy of mine from town and me are going. Everybody else backed out. So bourbon burn, you go to Lexington, Kentucky. And you go ride 40, 60, 100 miles on Saturday, and then like whatever you want to do, up to 50 miles on Sunday. And then you ride to some of the distilleries, and they'll bring stuff back to the campground afterwards. So
very cool.
It's been in the plan for over 2 years now, so it's finally happening.
All right. Final things for your calendar. Sand Creek Trail Run on October 2nd that you guys are involved in. Penguin. Race, Penguin in the Park, 5K, October 10th, and then the Turkey Trot, which has been around forever, too.
Yeah, it's back on the calendar.
On November 20th.
Yep, and then also Tuesday nights at 5:30, they're doing training runs out at Sand Creek. So, that's our next big event at the store, Sand Creek Trail Run October 2nd. 4.4 and 7.6 miles. That's getting chip timed. We're going to have, like, long-sleeve tees for people to register. A nice little post-race party and stuff like that, too. So, you know, another couple weeks, the leaves start changing even more. It's going to be beautiful running out there and nice weather this time of year.
Good stuff, guys, as always. And have a great week. Get through today. And I mean, ride or run, the rest of this week is going to be absolutely spectacular. Yeah. I hope we have a nice stretch of this.
Yeah, I'm okay with this.
I mean, we had a tendency like to go from like summer to winter and then winter to summer. I mean, we don't.
Yeah, we get like a week or two window. Yeah,
right. Yeah. I'm hoping that this year we get a nice fall.
And it seems like, I mean, we do the cyclocross race like mid-November and the wet. I mean, it's been 75 or 80 degrees for that in the past. So
I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, if it stretches out a little longer, that's all right.
All right, Kyle and Cole, we appreciate it. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.